This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is pledging immediate medical aid to India to help with a surge in coronavirus cases. The White House said Sunday health officials are working around the clock to immediately send drug treatments, quick result COVID-19 test kits, ventilators, and personal protective equipment. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke by phone Sunday with his Indian counterpart to offer sympathy and support, according to the White House. It also says the U.S. will help with an expansion of vaccine manufacturing in India so it can ramp up and produce at least 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of 2022. A team of U.S. public health advisors will also travel to assist Indian officials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is urging all citizens to be vaccinated and exercise caution, saying the storm of infections has shaken India as the country set a new global record for the most COVID-19 infections in a day. The number of cases surged by nearly 350,000 in the past 24 hours, the fourth straight day of world record peaks. Hospitals across the country are turning away patients after running out of medical oxygen and beds. The death of over 80 people in a Baghdad COVID-19 hospital fire is seen by many Iraqis Sunday as more proof of the deadly consequences of mismanagement and corruption. Iraqis, some of whom evacuated the injured themselves, blamed the country's health minister, who was suspended on Sunday. The deadly inferno broke out overnight Sunday and is being blamed on poorly stored oxygen cylinders. The Interior Ministry says 82 people were killed and 110 people were injured. Follow us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Indonesian military says all 53 crew aboard an Indonesian submarine that disappeared last week were killed, as it confirmed the vessel had been found in pieces on the seafloor. Authorities say they picked up signals early Sunday from a location more than 800 meters deep, far below what the sub was built to withstand. They used an underwater submarine rescue vehicle sent by neighboring Singapore to get visual confirmation of the stricken vessel. More parts from the doomed submarine were also retrieved, including an anchor and fluorescent orange safety suits for emergencies, authorities said. The discovery comes a day after the Navy first confirmed the retrieval of fragments from the submarine and declared that it had sunk, effectively ending any chance of finding survivors. Rebels in northern Chad are ready to observe a ceasefire and to discuss a political settlement after the battlefield death of President Idriss Deby last week. The rebels came over the northern border from Libya on April 11th, calling for an end to Deby's 30-year rule. Deby was killed on Monday while visiting troops at the front just after he won an election. His death shocked the Central African country, which has long been a Western ally against Islamist militants. After Deby's death, a military council headed by his son, Mahatma Idriss Deby, seized power and said it would oversee an 18-month transition to elections. A top aide to Vladimir Putin says a possible summit between the Russian leader and U.S. President Joe Biden could take place in June. Mr. Biden earlier this month offered a meeting between the two leaders in a neutral country as tensions between Russia and the West escalated sharply over the conflict in Ukraine, new sanctions on Moscow, and the health of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin has said it is still considering the offer. But on Sunday, Putin's top foreign policy aide said that planning is underway. The White House on Friday said that in June, President Biden will be attending the G7 summit in Britain and the NATO and EU summits in Brussels, but it did not say whether Mr. Biden will also seek to include a potential summit with Putin during the trip. Turkey says it summoned the U.S. ambassador to Ankara to condemn President Joe Biden's declaration that the World War I-era massacre of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire constituted a genocide. The Ankara government says the United States, a NATO ally, has caused a wound in ties that will be hard to repair. Find more on that story and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the Voice of America mobile app. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey.